It's one of the most recognizable and most visited landmarks in America. But Mount Rushmore has a secret. The sculpture, which famously depicts four former U.S. presidents as 60-foot granite faces, was constructed between 1927 and 1941 under the direction of architect Gutzon Borglum. Everybody knows that. But few people know about the secret project Borglum was working on as part of the monument. Let's find out why. Freedom, hope, justice. South Dakota's beloved national memorial, Mount Rushmore, is a testament to these deeply cherished American values.
Justice? Tell that to the Indians they stole the land from.
Let's keep it nice.
You got it, Kemosabe.
By the 1920s, South Dakota, now a U.S. state, had become a popular road trip destination for Americans. They drove in to see the newly designed Black Hills National Forest and Wild Cave National Park. Governor Peter Norvick had also built the Needles Highway, a scenic route winding through the granite formations of the Black Hills. But Doan Robinson, a historian at the South Dakota State Historical Society, believed the state needed a little something more to entice tourists. In 1924, he learned about an attempt to carve the likenesses of Confederate leaders into the side of Stone Mountain in Georgia. So, Robinson launched a campaign to create South Dakota's own monument. Robinson envisioned sort of an ode to the Old West, with historic figures like Lewis and Clark and Lakota leader Red Cloud. And he reached out to Stone Mountain sculptor Gutzon Borglum to transform the granite mountain into what it is today. Now, Borglum became famous for sculptures honoring U.S. history. He was also famous for his flamboyant and bombastic personality. In Georgia, he became involved with the Stone Mountain Project, but soon began to clash with Stone Mountain Memorial Association. And in February 1925, the association fired Borglum, citing mismanagement of funds and his offensive egotism and his delusions of grandeur. Borglum made national news when he destroyed the Stone Mountain models and fled the state.
That sounds perfect for a government project.
Borglum was talked into working on Mount Rushmore because it was a chance at immortality, and he liked the sound of that. So over the next 16 years, Borglum wrestled with the federal government over funding and control of Mount Rushmore, which he technically never completed. Borglum wanted to carve the presidents down to their waists and chisel a description of the memorial next to them. But when it became clear that there wasn't enough space for an inscription or a lot of this stuff, he came up with a new idea. He envisioned a grand hall measuring 80 feet tall and 100 feet long, accessible via an 800-foot granite staircase that would include busts of famous Americans, as well as bronze and glass cabinets containing historical documents like the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and a massive bronze eagle with a 38-foot wingspan would be mounted above the entrance, with the inscription reading, "The Hall of Records." Now, Borglum believed that future generations might find Mount Rushmore as much a mystery as Stonehenge or the Pyramids of Egypt, so he wanted to come up with a way to preserve its history and make sure the story behind the carving would never be forgotten. So the vault was built to be just behind Abraham Lincoln's hairline and would contain all the information anyone would ever need to know about the mountain.
Wait. So they would have to blow a hole in Lincoln's head to do this?
Yeah.
And nobody saw a problem with that.
You know, I never really thought of that.
Sic semper tyrannis.
Work on the Hall of Records began in July 1938, but was halted a year later. Congress wanted construction to focus on the presidents first, before moving on to the hall.
Everyone's got a side project.
I know.
Hey, you want to read my screenplay?
Nope. Despite what Congress said, Borglum, he went ahead with the project anyway. The onset of World War II in 1941 slowed down the vault project. They only got as far as a 70-foot cavern blasted into the mountain. And Borglum was still refining the presidents when his health began to deteriorate. He died on March 6, 1941, leaving his son Lincoln to continue the work. But the project kept running into problems. For example, Jefferson's head couldn't be completed due to the quality of the stone. In fact, Jefferson was originally supposed to be on Washington's right side, but the stone was too weak, so they kind of improvised as they went along. Now, eventually, funding ran out, and the project was declared final and complete on October 31st, 1941.
Finished.
Yep, finished. The statues are incomplete, the inscription was never started, and the rock that was blasted out of the mountain is still lying in a huge pile at the site. But they said it was good enough.
It sounds like a government-run project.
So for over 50 years, the Hall of Records was just
a hole in Lincoln's head?
Right. But for decades, Borglum's descendants petitioned the government to complete the room in honor of his work. And finally, in 1998, officials agreed to a scaled-back version of the idea. Today, sculpted into a series of porcelain enamel panels is the story and history of Mount Rushmore, along with an explanation of why Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln were chosen. There are also panels sculpted with the text of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Park officials even included a biography of Borglum. They're all kept inside a titanium vault behind a giant 1,200-pound granite slab. Now, the Hall of Records, it's not open to the public. Strict security measures have been put in place following a breach by Greenpeace, who hung a banner reading "Stop Global Warming" over the monument in 2009.
What does Mount Rushmore have to do with global warming?
I honestly have no idea. Even high-ranking officials of the government are banned from seeing this hidden and largely unknown chamber. But its true intent was to serve as a historical record for future civilizations, so we can imagine that Borglum would be pleased to know that his project was finally completed and may one day do exactly what he intended. Thanks for hanging out with us today. My name is AJ, that's Hecklefish. This has been The Y-Files. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated.